ladies and gentlemen, we present The Lady Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. A chap's home is supposed to be his castle, but it certainly isn't if it's also his place of work.
What did you say his bloodstone is, Mr. Murray, sir?
Him? Oh, where? Michael De Morgan.
Odd, that.
What's odd about it? It's a perfectly good name.
Well, you think the BBC would have wanted an Englishman as an announcer, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Can't be easy for a foreigner.
I'm not a foreigner.
Oh, come off it, mate. With a name like that, you must be. I mean, I'm not John De Pertwee. They're not Leslie De Phillips and Stephen De Murray, now, are they?
Yeah, quite. I suppose it must be French.
Yeah, yes. In which case, I suppose he's really Michel De Morgan. What do you mean is, Mr. Phillips, say that his parents really wanted a girl?
Oh, shut up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I was about to say...
I wonder if he has to have a work permit.
Oh, buzz off.
Watch it, mate. You watch it. Or we'll have to send you back to your own country as an export reject.
Ladies and gentlemen, an Englishman's home is supposed to be his castle, but it certainly isn't if it also happens to be his place of work as well. This certainly applies to a pipe-smoking gent in Whitehall who never gets an evening off at his home, number 10, the buildings.
Oh, there you are, H, dear. You're not going to be up with another of your all-night sittings on me, you know, are you?
No, Mary. I've just finished my technological age cocoa, and I'll be up.
Ah, good, but there's a...
No, let's see. Tuesday, I rouse the country on the telly. Wednesday, I inform the House I've been misquoted and change the subject as soon as possible.
Well, I'm really awfully sorry to interrupt you, H, but there's a sailor to see you. He says he has an appointment.
By George! No, perhaps not by George, by George. I believe you're right, Mary. Thanks for reminding me. A sailor, you say? That would be one of the sea lords.
Why, Joe's supposed to be able to stay long anyway, dear. I mean, I'm not sure how long you can leave a boat on a parking meter.
Just show him in, dear. No, wait a minute. Where's my pipe?
Oh, whatever you want that beastly thing for, dear. You know you hate it.
I must preserve the image of all times, dear. But as I'm indoors, I don't think I'll need to bother with that frightful Macintosh.
No. Good. The lapels have never really looked right since you had it turned, have they? This way, Mr. Boat, gentlemen.
H. Oh, most kind. The name is St. John Barkworth, actually. Very nice of you to see me, sir. I'm just checking up on the final arrangements for a review of the fleet at Portsmouth tomorrow.
Thanks. It'll be all down in the co-op diary. Here we are, 12:30, a forceful and virile pacemaking speech to the Chiropodist Union.
Chiropodist? With respect, sir, you're reviewing the fleet, not the feet.
Is that a fact? My word, it's a good job you told me, Barkworth. The speech about putting our best foot forward until we get our toes on the rungs of economic recovery would have sounded really ridiculous.
Well, everything is laid on our ends. Captain Povey at Portsmouth has organized everything to make your visit a memorable one. You'll be going aboard the destroyer Makepeace straight away for luncheon.
Oh, I don't have to take sandwiches then.
No. Just leave everything to us. Captain Povey has made all the necessary arrangements.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. But this time, make sure somebody tells me where the necessary arrangements are. It took me 6 hours to find the right door on Tiger. And I'm damn certain there isn't one on Fairness.
Just leave everything to Captain Povey, sir. He has the visit completely under control.
When you've only just got here, sir.
Wrenches, if that remark is a stab in the back because I happen to have arrived in my office at 2 minutes past 9 instead of 9 o'clock, there is a perfectly good reason for my unpunctuality.
yet, sir.
If you must know, I dropped the sixpence bus fare money that Ramona gives me every morning. It rolled down a drain. So I had to run here.
I thought you were looking a bit red in the face, sir.
Nonsense. I am a fit man.
Of course you are, sir. For your age.
Wren Chasen, what is it you came into my office for, apart from chucking insults at me?
Hear all, see all, and I deny the whole thing are here, sir.
What? Oh, that's sharp and touch. It's all right. Wheel him in. And you'd better stay here to take notes.
Oh, I can't miss a thing, sir.
I wonder which way she meant that.
This way, gentlemen. Sir John Wilder will see you now.
You're sure he's not too busy?
And if he isn't, could you find him something more important?
There's a title at least to wait.
Come in, gentlemen, come in. I haven't got much time left.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Now you mention it, you are looking a bit flushed.
I am a fit man.
It's just that he couldn't come by bus because his fare went by drain.
Wren Chasen.
Sir?
Why don't you take a running... Yo, never mind. Now, gentlemen, I have just had the report from the Admiral after his last inspection of your ship.
Good morning. Excuse me, gentlemen, but I'm wanted
there. And right where you are, Bertrand.
I'd rather not, sir, no.
According to the Admiral, your ship is filthy, badly maintained, and a battered hulk. The crew is stubbornly undisciplined and a complete disgrace to the Navy.
Oh, isn't that all? We like him.
Obviously, the feeling was not mutual.
Yes, obviously.
Sir John Wilder's office? I mean, Captain Purvis' office?
Hello, Mickey. This is intelligence.
Now, there, I must admit you had me fooled. I'd never have guessed, not in a million years.
That's what everybody says.
I wonder why.
Just me. Is Captain Purvis there? Commander Bracewell wants the word.
One moment. Putting you through now.
Come. I say, haven't you got a sexy voice?
Commander Bracewell of intelligence for you, sir.
Oh, good grief. I knew it was going to be one of those days when I saw Ramona's tanner pop down the drain hole. Hello, Captain Purvey here.
Bracewell here, old man. Everything okay, your end?
Certainly.
Well, it's not now.
I see. Go on.
All happens to you, nothing, Purvey. Today of all days. What? My word, I wouldn't be in your shoes. I'll bet the admin boys are getting your national insurance cards and pension rights worked out now.
You do revel in it, don't you? All right, what happened?
Oh, jolly good. You haven't heard. I was hoping to be the first to break the news. Some civilian ferryboat to the Isle of Wight has conked out halfway over and has sent out a SOS for assistance. Send something out to pull the twin in, will you? SOS out there. Leave it all to you, and you're welcome to it. Jerry, bye. See you at the Labour Exchange.
Commander, come on, you don't. Well, really. Bad news, sir. We hope. Number one, you are to put to sea in Trackbridge at once. Some blasted civilian ferry boat has broken down between here and the Isle of Wight.
Oh, blimey.
I might have known. It's your Uncle Ebenezer and his tatty tongue, isn't it? He's been undercutting British Rail.
I'm sure I wouldn't know what you're talking all that about, Lisa.
That settles it, it is, monkey. Well, he's done one trip too many this time. Now go out and tow the old fool in and put an armed guard around that terrible tug of his until he pays salvage money.
Aye, aye, sir.
We'll let you know how we've got on as soon as we get back, sir.
Do.
You know, Wren Chasen, I just thought of something.
Oh, congratulations, sir.
I've had all the funny remarks I want for one day, thank you. No, I was just wondering why Commander Bracewell said, today of all days. There's nothing special on, is there?
Not as far as I know, sir. Unless it's something you haven't told me about.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Well, then I shouldn't think it's anything to worry about, sir. Yet.
Hey,
Any sign of the stranded ferry boat on the port bow yet, Coxon?
Pardon? Here, Mr. Mullister. Is he talking to me?
Oh, dear. He's been spotting up on his noddy book of boats again. That always goes to his little blonde bumps.
I said, any sign of the stranded ferry on the port bow yet, Coxon?
No, sir, but let's face it. Even if I'd said yes, it wouldn't have helped, would it?
And why not?
Because you've never known your port from your starboard and all your puffs, sir.
Oh, yes, I have. See. Port is on the right. On the left. No, it's. Well, I still have a 50-50 chance of being correct, isn't I?
Argue with that, Chief, if you can. Never, sir. The Pertwees have always canoed, and you can't win them all. Forget it, sir.
Yes, you're probably right. I am still here, you know. And Lumble Leslie's ears are still working.
Well, that's something. Silence!
Oh! I'm sick and tired. Do you hear me? I'm sick and tired of these constant suggestions that Leslie, Sub-Lieutenant RN, is a navigational nana and a nautical nit.
All right then, Mr. Phillips. Which way is port?
No, it was that way.
Yeah, Mr. Murray says, why is he pointing straight up?
He told you. If he points left or right, he stands a 50-50 chance of being wrong. Straight up is safe.
All right, then it's that way.
I shouldn't bother to do the pools if I were you, Mr. Phillips.
Right, sir. No, I should leave the GGs alone and all. With only two runners, yours will still come in third.
Watch your Jonesy boy!
Now, key, you bristle mushed old twit! What have you done this time?
Broken down, of course. Oh, I must have taken the one passenger too many and blown me boilers.
Yeah, trust you. Yeah, why don't you shove some more coal on?
He not like you, I'm the captain. Aren't he, has though, 4 tons.
Don't me. Didn't that give you a bit more speed?
No, but me boilers are a lot bigger.
Didn't the jettison any excess ballast or cargo?
I heard that, and I already have. And that includes Auntie. Run her overboard first.
I didn't know Auntie could swim.
Neither did I. But she can now.
Best get the old fool in tow, sir, before he starts sending his MP telegrams reverse charge.
Yeah, you're probably right. Tell Tiddy to throw him a rope. And if he hits Nudgy with it, I shan't notice.
All right, sir. Tiddy! I was him at Tiddy! Where are you?
Last time I saw him, he was on the starboard side. And the starboard side is over.
Oh, shut up!
Just approaching Portsmouth Harbour entrance now, sir.
Sir, headboat chief.
Sir, headboat chief, sir. What was that? Ah, it's only Nunky, beltless one in the stern again, sir.
No, we should have told Kitty to chuck him a slightly longer tow rope. Snag is, every time we slow down a bit, Nunky can't.
Trust him to have 40 brakes.
Clubs don't have him. Oh, it'll save time if I don't try to explain.
Yeah, definitely, sir. And we're still approaching the harbour entrance, sir.
What, lovely. So we are. Steady as you are.
Steady on.
No. As you were. So wrong again.
Wrong again.
Leave it.
Keep going.
Keep going, sir.
Keep going.
Back a bit. Now, where were we? Who built that wall across the entrance?
Hey, over a bit.
Over a lot. Everybody down.
Stop engines. Don't bother, sir. They already had stopped. From fright.
You great navy blue nanas. Now what have you gone and done? You busted me bowsprit.
Ooh, nasty.
You lying old hound. Your bowsprit got dry rot and fell off years ago.
Ooh, nasty still.
Stop wasting time, Mr. Phillips.
Back us out of here before somebody notices their wall is full of frigates.
I'm rather afraid somebody already has, actually.
That's the Rogers. It's the dockyard rival.
Somebody answer it, he was trying.
In any case, he's not here. We've never heard of him.
Keep going, officer. He's probably halfway across the Atlantic by now.
If you go flat out, you might just catch him. Bring us back a stick of New York rock.
Don't shut up. Sir Sandberg, we might just get our bonnet out of the wall before they can see it.
Throw it down both of you, sir.
That's right. Just ignore lovable Leslie. I'm only the navigating officer. I'm supposed to give the orders, that's all. Just let me know when you've finished having a bit of a drive, won't you? Don't mind me.
We're not.
Righty. Stop engines. Stop engines, it is, sir. Oh.
Yeah,
we'd rather gather that. What's the trouble?
You should know. You're doing it. It's Leslie, that storeroom is plain in short. Where did you get it? Off a yo-yo.
Well, it's all we had. The rest seems to have disappeared.
And I would have attached it to put your handcuffs back.
Never mind that. It's just afternoon. If you sold that chatty heap here with it, you can throw it back again where you found it.
I heard that. How dare you call my ship a chatty heap? The Snaghorn James is only just running.
Running? The office is wrapped out.
Yeah, what is it?
Classifying that disreputable dog as a danger to shipping, so you can't trigger it.
But he's broken down.
Yeah, so is his tub, actually.
Take that badly assembled collection of rusty nuts and bolts back where you found it. The Navy wants so far for it.
That's odd. Most of the parts were the Navy's ones.
But his tub was stuck in the middle of the Solent, officer.
Good. Dump it back there, and perhaps something big will run into it. Now, speed off out of it. Just put the old horror back where you found him.
Oh, very well. But he's got a load of passengers on board.
Good. I hope every last one suits him. Now, get on the way.
Get the ship underway, Mr. Phillips.
Sir, on both, and, left hand down a bit.
Lower on both, and, left hand down a bit, please, sir.
Through the harbour entrance now, sir.
Well, nearly.
Give or take a couple of dozen bricks.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop quibbling over a few bits of masonry. We're still afloat, aren't we? Now, let's have hush while Leslie docks. Now, right hand up a bit.
Right hand up what?
Right hand up a bit, it is.
Ease around.
Ease around, sir.
Ease her.
Ease her,
sir.
Ease her, sir.
Ease around.
Ease her, sir.
Just a tickle more.
Just a tickle where?
Love, oh, lovely.
Lovely.
No, it's not.
Ship parked, sir.
I had noticed, actually. Of course, there is one tiny snag, but I don't suppose it matters.
Snag? What snag?
We're in the wrong berth.
Hey? Phone me, number one's right. This is where Makepeace always ties up.
What? Now, how did that happen? Somebody must have shifted the dockyard up a bit.
Always got an excuse, hasn't he? Last time he blamed it on shoddy bricklaying and plastic plaster.
Look, Mr. Murray, sir, in case you hadn't noticed, I think this time we've caught the jackpot.
Hmm? What are you talking about?
That big shiny black motor pulling up on the dockside, sir.
What's he talking? Oh, it's only a government car. Where is
it? Is it, can't it?
It is, you know. I recognize the Mac.
Yes, and if that wasn't enough, he's got the Admiral with him.
I wonder where they're going.
I think I know. Here. Quick, you two, smarten yourselves up. We must go and receive them.
Oi, anybody home? Where the blazes is everybody?
Just coming, sir. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, you blasted well think. Well, no need to tell you who this is.
Hardly, sir.
How do you do, sir?
Nicely, thanks. You work here, I suppose.
You could put it that way, sir. I'm number one.
Oh, no, you're not. I am.
I meant aboard the ship, sir. I'm the first lieutenant.
Oh, I see. Sort of works foreman. Well, just keep up the productivity output and we'll soon turn the corner.
Not with this blonde idiot navigating, we shan't. He can't even drive straight, let alone round corners.
I was wondering when I was going to be noticed. And now I have been. I wish I hadn't.
Oh, this is Subaltern Phillips, sir.
Aye. I've heard of him.
What? Now, how did that happen?
Your name cropped up when we were discussing naval estimates. Somebody reckoned you cost the country more than the rest of the Navy put together.
I say, I am proud.
So do stop waffling on, you lot. We'll be late.
Late, sir? Late for what?
Putting the blasted thing to sea, of course.
Oh, then he just stopped.
I know, I heard the bang. Now point us to the wardroom, then get out into the Solent. The sooner we get this blasted review of the fleet over, the sooner we can get back. And Thing here has got a train to catch.
That's right. If possible, I'd like to be back in the house in time to hear who Roy has squeezed today.
Probably Barbara.
Besides, I'd like to see the news on the telly in case there's a picture of me.
Or an evening when there wasn't. Well, I'm going to move on, number one. Get this bus out of the garage into the Solent.
Aye, aye, sir. You're the admiral.
Yes, I am. So get this thing mobile.
Well, a very satisfactory day's work, Menzies.
It's amazing how much paperwork one can get through when one is not disturbed, isn't it? I wonder where everybody's been. There hasn't been a soul in here wasting my time all day.
Curious, isn't it? Captain Purvis' office?
Hello, Missy. This is intelligence speaking.
And I still don't believe it.
Then false yourself. Commander Bracewell wants another word with Captain Bowlby.
Oh, I'll put you through.
Good.
Hello, Captain Bowlby speaking.
Bracewell here, old lad. Fine word. When you drop one, you certainly drop one, don't you, old lad? Positive and positive vessel.
What are you talking about?
Oh, rum. Don't say you haven't heard about it yet.
Heard about what?
Oh, not for me to tell you, old lad. Besides, I'd hate to spoil the surprise. You've chucked us all, you'll have some blind panic out here, I can tell you.
Commander Bracewell.
For a ghastly moment, I thought we'd moved. All's well that ends well, though. We traced the bottleneck to your office, so we're in the clear. Bit of luck, what?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
The ball is in your court now, man. And by golly, you're welcome to it. Still live on.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh. I think he's gone, Potty.
Hovey! Hovey, you great steaming twist! Where are you?
No, good grief. That's the Admiral in the outer office.
I'll get him for you, sir.
I'd rather you didn't, but you'd better.
In here, Admiral.
And this way, you lot. I want you as witnesses.
Yes, sir. With pleasure, sir.
Delighted, sir. For once, sir. Good afternoon, Admiral. Won't you sit down?
No, I won't. I shout at people better standing up.
Oh, dear. Has something gone wrong?
Yes, sir, I think you can take it something has.
I just don't understand.
Oh, I think you will in a minute, Captain Powley, sir. Yes. Yes, you'll feel it land on the bolts from a ruddy great height.
Bad show, really.
Yeah.
Slipshod paperwork, of course.
Insufficient attention to detail.
Yeah, quite. His mind must have been on other things.
Yeah, birds, probably. Four-pillet miniskirts instead of consternating on his job.
They go like that at his age, you know.
They go like it at my age, actually. All right, you three, all right. Stop joking. Now, tell me what has gone wrong.
No, they won't. They can shut their cake holes whilst I tell you. Hovey? I suppose you know what day it is today.
But of course, sir.
He's got a calendar, sir.
sleeping. The fool still hasn't rumbled.
Go on, sir. Tell him the suspense is killing.
Go on, hurry up, sir. Yeah, we want to see him turn bright blue and go off bang.
Toby, you nautical nit. Does a certain VIP coming here to review the fleet mean nothing to you at all?
Oh, good grief. Not today.
Today?
Oh. What a pity I missed it.
We all did, including him.
What?
Thanks to you, Poby, we steamed out into the Solent and reviewed a battered old tug that was on.
If I may say so, sir, I think Nunky was very moved and touched by a certain gent's speech to him about reaching the crest of the wave on a certain gent's economic miracle.
But this is ridiculous. The arrangements for this were made months ago.
What happened? What went wrong? The blasted lot. For starters, we end up aboard the wrong ship because I gather Makepeace has been sent out to Gibraltar on your orders, Toby.
Oh, well, nobody reminded me that it was
today. We head down to the wardroom and find they've had lunch. So sir and me end up with fish-faced vol-au-vents and elderly sausage rolls. Oh, dear. And to cap it all, he found the blasted sauce bottle was empty.
I can't think how this...
We then go up on deck to take the salute from this ghastly tug, which he takes one look at and reckons that perhaps we've cut the Navy's strength a bit too much.
I like the bit when he asked why Nunky hadn't fired a salute.
I'll go on, be fair, sir. Nunky did rise to the occasion. He did blow up a paper bag and pop it.
Well, he ran up a flag.
Well, a pair of his long cons.
So that's what they were.
Yeah, probably, sir. Although they may have been aunties. As far as I know, the old fool has never had two pairs.
This is terrible. It can't be my fault. I attended to all the arrangements myself. I wouldn't let anybody else deal with it. To be honest, I was hoping that as I had done all the work, I might get knighted.
You'll probably get knotted.
I just don't understand. Look, here's the file with all the copies of my orders. You can see for yourself, sir. It's all here. Everything was... I think I'd like to start.
Yes, Holy. It is all there, isn't it? Including the top copies.
You
great Navy Blue Nana. Instead of issuing those blasted orders to the fleet, you filed the lot. No wonder nobody knew anything about it.
I'm ruined. I'll never live this down. I'm ruined. An argument, do you?
No, sir. I believe there's a vacancy in the public library and they love filing things away there.
Come along, Mr. Phillips. Time we left. I have a feeling the Admiral wants a few words with Captain Toby in private.
Oh, no, sir. Please, sir. Oh, no, come on, sir. Let's stay. Yeah. Yeah, go on, let's stay, sir. I want to listen and treasure every word, sir. Yeah. Oh, yes, it'll give me something to giggle about in my old age, sir.
This way, gentlemen, this way.
No, wait. I'm innocent, I tell you. No, don't leave me here with him alone. No, come back. You can't desert me now. I'm a married man with a mortgage to support. No, come back.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee have been Breaking Up the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Pertwee was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Commander Bracewell was Michael Bates, H was Alan Reed Jones, and Mary was played by Elizabeth Morgan. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Man Most Likely To at the Vaudeville Theatre, and John Pertwee is in O'Clarence at the Lyric Theatre, London.